These health workers say making people aware of the spread of cholera is the best way to keep them safe. In the district of Mwamba, they're going door to door, telling people their drinking water may be infected and should be boiled before use.
We do door-to-door visits. We talk about sanitation and explain to them how to use soap and how to keep the water clean for consumption by giving them chlorine. The community are adhering to it very well.
Many homes in this rural area don't have running water. People collect water from a river to use for drinking, bathing and cleaning. The water is untreated.
We fear the water, but we don't have any other way. Here in Mwamba, there is a shortage of water. The population around here use this water. We know that there is cholera, but we don't have any alternative. We use it for drinking, cooking and washing.
Aid agencies are working to assess and treat water sources, but haven't reached all the affected areas. Along with the government, they're vaccinating people in the worst affected regions. This is Kilimani, a seaport where authorities say the number of cases of cholera has risen alarmingly. It's worsened after Cyclone Freddy devastated the area last month, impacting health services. The government plans to distribute 2 million vaccines this year and is immediately targeting more than 400,000 people.
Cholera is a waterborne disease and contagious. It causes severe dehydration, vomiting and other symptoms. And many here are worried that if cases continue to rise, small health facilities like this one won't be able to keep up.
Famida Miller, Al Jazeera, Mwamba, Mozambique.